fighting for America.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. They can secure their own country's futures.
Fighting for Idaho.
I think these guys got to realize that they're role models and they can't be doing things like what they're doing today. They need to recognize that, hey, look, if I do something like that, I'm going to get suspended or banned from the league.
Fighting for you.
Congratulations for the Marconi Award. Did you have to speak Italian to receive that?
Yes, I like these very much.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm so proud of you.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Fighting for America.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. They can secure their own country's futures.
Fighting for Idaho.
I think these guys got to realize that they're role models and they can't be doing things like what they're doing today. They need to recognize that, hey, look, if I do something like that, I'm going to get suspended or banned from the league.
Fighting for you.
Congratulations for the Marconi Award. Did you have to speak Italian to receive that?
Yes, I like these very much.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm so proud of you.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, we'll talk to our great friend Harley Brown. It is 8:05, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Thank you all for joining us at 580 KIDO. Don't forget, coming up this Thursday, we'll be at Foothills Christian Church at 7 o'clock at night for a rally to stop domestic violence, a rally to stop child abuse, a panel of experts designed to empower you with the information, with the passion to stop this just horrible, horrible actions going on here in the Treasure Valley and around the country. You don't have to sit back and take a look at the NFL. You have to look at what's going on right here, and we have the power to stop it. Back to the phones. We go to Linda in Emmett at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
Good, good. I am, too. So this panel that's going to be put together for Thursday night sounds, it's a good place to start to tell the women that, you know, you can get out of this. This is what you can do. The rescue mission sounds like they're stepping up to the plate with it, giving women a safe haven so that, A, the abuser does not know where they are, and B, a place to feel safe. And when I was going through it back in the 70s and early 80s, there was no such thing. You know, you said, well, just pack up and leave. Well, the psychological games that go on, especially if there's substance abuse in the home, you don't think you've got the capability to do anything on your own because you've been beat down so badly psychologically that you feel like you're worthless. It took me going through an event that ended up with my three kids in a foster home, and me up on charges of child abuse and child endangerment. And child desertion, it's not called, it's a different word than desertion, but that's the only word I can think of, child abandonment. And I was, you know, I had to take a letter to the court from my doctor. I had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get my kids back. But I did. And when their father called and said, well, I'm willing to come home, I wasn't ready to come home, I can't repeat on the air what I told him, but, you know, it was, no, you're not welcome here anymore, and you're not coming back here. You did the one thing that put me over the edge with your behavior and me allowing it to happen was you put my kids in danger. And that's it. We're done. And he didn't accept it really well, as you can probably figure out, but, you know, sometimes it takes that kind of a situation to give us women the impetus to figure out you know what? We don't deserve this. Our kids sure don't deserve this. And you reach out to whoever you can reach out to get out of the situation.
Well, what would you say to women right now that are in an abusive relationship?
To sit back and you know, do a list. Can I leave? Can I leave? And make sure the can I leave list ends up longer than, you know, can't I leave? And it's hard. It's really, really hard because you've been isolated from your friends, your family. There's all kinds of little nuances that go on, and it takes a lot of courage to walk away from a situation like that, because you don't know if you're going to get stalked. You don't know if there's going to be prank phone calls. You don't know what's going to go on. But if a woman's got, say she's tied to a really good church, use the church's services to get out, and then they can direct you to places that are connected with the Boise Rescue Mission and other.
Sure, the WCA, the Boise Rescue Mission.
Right, right. And it's if you've got somebody that you can turn to and feel safe with and know your kids are going to be okay with, and it's a good situation all the way around, then you know you feel safe and saying, I'm done, no more, I'm out of here.
All right, Linda, thank you.
And where's this church at?
It's right on State Street in Boise.
Okay. It's called?
Foothills Christian Church.
Foothills Christian Church. All right. I am going to be there Thursday night.
We'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Linda, very heartfelt. Charlie Brown is with us. He ran for governor. Now he's running for the presidency. Good morning, sir.
You don't have to call me sir, but good morning, Kevin Miller.
Now, let me hit you with this. When last we talked, you kind of hinted that, you know, big news that you were doing a television show. Is that still on?
Well, I don't know all the rules. This is my first time around the block on national TV. And Sam Mettler, the CEO of Mad Jack Entertainment, the guys who brought you Intervention, they got an Emmy Award for that. He says, Harley, don't go ahead and fly your colors about this, which is 180 for my modus operandi. He says, we want to make it a big surprise. So I'm not supposed to say that we're going to have a television show, so I'm not going to say it. Hint, hint. Yeah, they came up and did the sizzle reel a couple weeks ago, and that was a big success thanks to my operational commander, Kelly Bartholomew, my beloved campaign manager.
Now, hey, speaking of the sizzle reel, why don't you take care of your boy Miller here? We could have, you and I could have been on national TV together. You could have helped me out.
Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to do a bunch of episodes. Once they sell this thing to a network, which is, you know, a done deal almost, according to Mettler, who's got a lot of connections, and, you know, he says this thing went off spectacularly. You know, we were doing a motorcycle run from Boise to a biker church out in Nampa, and we let one of the women bikers run, you know, lead the pack. And so the Hollywood guys are, you know, in their chase vehicles alongside of us, with their sticking out of their heads out with the cameras and cutting in front of the pack, leading out the tailgates with their cameras for 20 miles. And the first thing she said when we pulled into, you know,
now you can't say those words, Harley.
Okay. Did you observe those sphincter muscles on the highway? How's that?
Right.
Sorry.
It's okay. Harley Brown with us, always spirited here at 580 KIDO. On a serious topic, though, I thought I saw you at the wall dedication, and that was you incognito.
Well, I was wearing my CB retired hat, and I was wearing shorts and sandals. You know, I was driving a vehicle, you know, four-wheel, we call them cages. But, yeah, I was there with my little Cub Scout 6-year-old son, and that was a real touched my heart, Vietnam. What a waste.
Do you see any parallels to what's going on today?
There are undeclared wars. That's why Hanoi Jane got off from doing what she did. She was tried for treason, but her lawyers got her off because Vietnam was not a declared war, and technically she got off on a legal, you know, these aren't declared wars. The Constitution says in Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have the power to declare war. And these authorized use of military force doesn't cut it to me. You declare war and wipe out your enemies using every weapon in your arsenal. That's how I look at it. And we haven't done that since December 8th, 1941, the day after Pearl Harbor. And that conflict ended with the total annihilation of our enemies with atom bombs. You never send a Marine when you can send a bullet, and always send the biggest bullet you got. That was the quintessential example of that theory.
Harley Brown with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning talking about his presidential campaign. What about folks that are going to say, well, Harley's just doing this as a joke?
Let them say what they want. It's not a joke. You know, I have such an abrasive personality that I like to use humor, a lot of it, like oil on gears that are grinding and burn up from the friction unless you pour that 90-weight oil on there, okay? And I say what I believe in my heart with the bark on all the time unless there's little old ladies around or somebody tells me not to do it for some technical reason like Sam Mettler. And that humor is like oil, man, because, you know, I could really start some real big fights because I don't back down, and I'm 300 pounds, and I got a brown belt in Hapkido, and I'm an Irishman. So, you know, I could put out some damage, and I don't want to get into fights. I want to be pleasant and nice.
So let's talk a little bit about this campaign here. By the way, if you have a question for Harley, 580-5436. 580-KIDO, what's your platform?
My platform is truth, justice, and the American way.
It sounds like Superman.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, I like Superman. The thing is, it's domestic policy is to eliminate all these rules and regulations and unconstitutional agencies. And if you ever go down to the law library, there's rows and rows of these blue books called combined federal regulations that haven't been argued by our representatives. They've just been implemented by a bunch of bureaucrats, yet they have the power of law over us, and that's wrong. We're not the land of the free anymore. We're the land of the overregulated and oppressed. And to do these things, it costs $1 trillion over every year, or $600 billion to $1 trillion. They keep adding onto the deficit. I mean, that's the deficit, and they keep adding these annual deficits onto the national debt, and my kids and grandkids have to pay that off. What's wrong with that picture? I hate it. I mean, it's just self-destruction. This nation won't be able to, and right now our national debt is beyond the gross national product. You know, the national debt's like $17.5 trillion, and the GNP's around $15 trillion. And, you know, economists say that once that tipping point has reached, we're in very dangerous state of affairs.
So speaking of dangerous state of affairs, are you going to go on the road here, or what are you going to do as far as your campaign?
Well, I got to get money, okay? Right now, you know, I've been paying for this campaign out of my own personal assets. And, you know, it's like trying to run a Dodge Power Wagon on a cold morning using the battery alone. But we're working on that. We're getting a corporation established so that the fundraising firms will touch us. And then I've got a fundraising guy who is coming on board to be the, you know, chief of fundraising for the entire campaign. And, you know, we need some, we need to kick in that 360 V8 motor, vroom, get the alternator going and, you know, start being self-sufficient. And we will. It's just, you know, these things take time and effort. And I got a wonderful staff of guys, fantastic men.
More coming up with Harley Brown.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station. Up all night.
Good morning. 8:24, Kevin Miller in the morning. Harley Brown with us, presidential candidate. We go to Liberal Steve for Harley Brown with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, don't get premature on me, Mr. Liberal. I'm going to need a good guy in my cabinet, Secretary of Liberal Affairs, somebody who understands these things and can brief me on, you know, what goes on between you people's
You want a lib, really, in your cabinet?
I want somebody to run the interface between all the liberals out there and, you know, us conservative SOBs.
Well, I want you to consider me for an interview for a vice presidential candidate with you, Harley. If you can take a, you know, have an interview with a guy that paints his toenails, paints his fingernails, wears earrings and bandanas and 62 years old,
Well, wait a minute. Do you want someone who's painting his toenails there? Now, Harley, remember, we're on the air, so don't...
No, hey, look, man, I you know, it's none of my business what you do, Steve. I'm just saying if you can do the job and you go to...
I can do the job, Harley. You know I can do the job.
I don't know you, sir. I have a beer with you or, you know, or whatever you drink, you know, Pink Lady or whatever.
Shirley Temple, perhaps?
Shirley Temple.
You would not remember me, but about 20 years ago...
Oh, boy, it's old home day.
I ran that Roby Creek twice.
Oh, boy.
And you were sitting at a table smoking a cigar at the end of the race.
Yeah. You know, what's the listener benefit of you talking about Old Home Day?
Reminding.
Now, what are your qualifications? Harley, do you have any hard-hitting questions for this guy?
Yeah, hey, look, Steve, dig this, man. Go to my website, which is harleybrownforpresident.com, okay? And that'll give you some contact information with my campaign manager, and I don't want to put you through a big bureaucracy.
Oh, yes, let's put him through a grueling, grinding interview
process. Yeah, fill out this 50-page application with documentation. No. You're not applying for a CIA agent job here, Steve. I need a guy I can get along with and a guy who understands liberals, okay? And somebody who can run interface between my biker administration, who understands conservative military guys and have no clue about how women's minds work or liberals' minds work.
So he would be your women's expert?
No, I need a woman for that. Or if he can handle a job... You know, I think women should come with instructions. That's my one of my favorite bumper stickers.
Come with instructions.
Women should come with instructions. Yeah, but
I appreciate and I love the finer sex, the women. You know, I don't see how we could live this world without them. But I'm against the war on drugs. I'm against illegal prostitution. I'm against having to go downtown and pay the sheriff $15 to carry a concealed weapon. I'm against going down to Mexico and trying stopping the cartel, which is just a big corporation.
Unlike you, Harley, you know, Liberal Steve said he was going to run and never had enough guts to run.
No. Don't throw guts in there.
He wimped out when he ran for governor.
I've lost 100 pounds, so I'm down to 220. So
I don't understand.
I don't have enough guts.
You were a wimp.
Oh,
you want a wimp in your administration, Harley?
Well, you know, we got to have a little bit of, the strongest steel, and I'm an engineer, a structural engineer. Steel has about 97% steel and about 3% trace elements like tungsten and copper and stuff like that. And those little alloys give it the strength. And so I want my administration to have a few trace elements in there, and you can be able to, you know, if we get these liberals and women, you can answer their questions and know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, I'll just tell them the truth. The thing is, Harley, they can't handle the truth. My tensile strength, since you're talking about structural engineering,
we don't need to really hear about his tensile strength. Harley, what do you think of the job that the president has done? Are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, I ran as a Republican, but this time I'm going into the target as an independent citizen because, one, I love to fight, and it's going to get real intense on the, 2016 fall. And also, the Republicans, their platform is beautiful, but they don't live up to it. They don't practice what they preach. You know, lower taxes, smaller government, more individual freedom. They don't do that. And so, besides that, I feel like I'm a company commander of Marines hitting the beach that's defended by two army groups, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, millions of men. But I have a secret weapon. I have air supremacy with this TV show, and I got my B-52s up at 30,000 feet dropping atom bombs on them 24/7.
Right. But back to the president.
Yeah.
Do you believe he's done a good job?
Oh.
Or, I mean,
No.
Will you go after his administration or what?
Well, look what he's doing, for example, that war over there in ISIS, okay? He's telling everybody in the world what his strategy is. You don't do that. You sneak up on them and blow them away before they know what hit them. And that's going to cause us more lives and problems. He's going against what General Dempsey's recommending. You know, I don't believe in these wars, but I believe if you're going to fight them like a military professional, and wipe out all your enemies. And the object of war is to inflict the maximum death, wounds, and destruction on your enemy in the minimum of time. And hydrogen bombs do that better than I've ever seen. But there's, you know, political repercussions to nuking our enemies, and it's also unconscionable to have the collateral damage of those innocent civilians. That has to be factored in. But just from a purely military standpoint, yeah, nuke them till they glow, and we still got a lot left in the arsenal. But again, that's playing with a lot of dangerous stuff.
All right, our friend Harley Brown with us here. Anything else you'd like to share with us here this morning?
Yes. A politician, although most of them are, a politician does not have to be a liar, cheat, or thief, but he must be a beggar. And if you guys could tune in to HarleyBrownForGovernor.com, there's a big page on there that says donate. And if you could do the price of a six-pack or a pack of cigarettes, like $5 for everybody who hears me, that would be deeply appreciated, especially this time of the
So you want us conference. To fund your adventure?
You know, it's just after-tax money, and you got better things to do with your money than blow it on some, you know, crazy politician. But please consider kicking in about $5 a piece, man. I'm not asking for a big donation, but, you know.
Harley Brown, the one, the only. God bless. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men.
I'm in KIDO. I was having a Kevin Miller moment there. I came up with 27 ideas, and then I just kind of went by the wayside. Good morning, Dave Burnett.
You had 27 ideas?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just the side effects of tweeting, Facebooking, texting, talking.
There's too much. It's overload.
It is indeed. Which technology? I was going to start the day. Do you think that, again, let's throw out the budget. Let's throw out disposable income. Let's throw everything else out. And would you ever consider being one of these first adapters, as they say, to an iPhone 6?
What's a first adapter? What does that mean?
What
does that even mean?
That means that you're at the store.
No.
You're there.
But, no.
Well, okay. So you're not there the first day, but let's say within the first month.
No. I'm burning off an old phone that's 3.5, 4 years old.
I'm totally with you, and I totally understand that, and I get it. But would you buy into the idea of if you had all the disposable income in the world?
So if I won the lottery, is what you're saying.
Sure, and after you purchased the industry that you love, all the radio stations.
Nope, not happening.
Now, that's what I would do, just because.
That'd be a great investment of your money.
It would be. It'd be a labor of love.
But would I, yeah, would I jump into the high tech thing?
Would you, would you buy into that?
I guess I probably would, just because I had the money to burn. I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah. Probably.
So you would, buy into, hey, I've got to get a new phone, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be standing in line. I wouldn't be anxious to, oh, I've got to get that. I just got to get that. I mean, no, my phone takes pictures. I can tweet. I can do everything I need with it that I need now. Would I like an upgrade? I guess. But it's just not that big a deal to me.
Hmm. Well, I don't really buy into the hype because I like to run my phones until they don't work. But I have to say that Petso got me the other day.
Yeah.
And Petso's telling me about this new operating system and how great it is and how wonderful. And then I'm talking to people here and they go, yeah, it burns up your battery. So I actually had to take down, take off 2 or 3 gigs on my phone. That's what they call them, right? GBs, gigabytes. Mm-hmm. So I could get the operating system in. And so I put in the new operating system. And I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I look at the faces of people that I've talked to recently or that I've texted recently. And I don't know if that's a good thing, because then all of a sudden you have pictures. So yesterday I'm sitting there on the couch just kind of drooling over, I don't know, over leftovers of an Idaho pizza from Idaho Pizza Company. And I get a call and I look at my phone and it's this picture that I put in of Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, staring at me grinning. And I don't know if that I should be alarmed or, oh, there's Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. And, so, you know, coming soon, you're going to have it's going to be actually probably live video of you staring at, or them staring at you.
Oh, you can get that now.
Well, the FaceTime and the Skype, I get that. But, I mean, literally, you know, are we going to get rid of the audio portion? It's all going to be video.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind.
Now, you remember as a kid, Dick Tracy and others, where they were, we pretended that we could do that. And now that's going to become a reality. Look at Star Trek with the communicator.
Well, sure, the little flip phone thing that they used to communicate with.
Well, that's small compared to a phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, the little medical things they used to do, that walk around with the little thing, look like a clipboard and keep track of everything. It's called an iPad now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff is here. And sometimes I would like to just throw it all away. All of it. Let's go back to the payphone and the rotary phone. Calling up Sarah. Sarah, get me the hospital. That'd be great.
Well, what, from Mayberry?
Yeah. See, look at that. I said Sarah, and look at you think, oh, yeah, the Mayberry operator.
Right.
Ah, you're showing your age.
I suppose.
Yeah. But, I mean, some, you know, and I mean, imagine when people started with the telegraph or the telephone, how they thought, wow, can you imagine that? And now, we truly are to the point where we're talking wristwatch, where you could look and talk to somebody.
Right.
That's amazing.
I got another thing for you.
All right.
Here at 580 KIDO. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Now, you're a big fan of American Idol and The Voice.
No, hate them both. Don't watch either one of them, but okay.
Okay. I just noticed a switch in behavior. And remember, 10 or 15 years ago, you tuned into American Idol to hear Simon Cowell and his biting critiques, and people loved it because it was authentic. Then I think after Paula Abdul left, it jumped the shark, and he was just kind of... He was kind of tepid in the last few days of American Idol. Now I'm watching The Voice. Now, I'm not watching The Voice. Mrs. Miller's watching The Voice. And, yeah, they've got Gwen Stefani. And I have to say I like that Pharrell guy because he sings that song Happy and he wears a fedora and he can pull that off. Anybody that can pull off a fedora is okay with me. In fact, if I could pull off wearing a fedora, I would wear a fedora. Just to let you know, I know you're keeping score at home, and this is of relevance to everybody listening here at 580 KIDO. I mean, I think men took a downturn when we got rid of the fedora, but I digress.
Is it a fedora he wears, or is it a Jiffy Pop popcorn bag on his head he wears?
I'm going to say a fedora, because let's face it, you can't be critical in the world today. And I'm going to prove it to
you. That's true. That would be a mark on me. You're right.
And we ring the apology bell in advance. Anybody that was offended by the Jiffy Pop popcorn comment. So, just trying to keep you out of trouble.
Thank you.
No, you're quite welcome. So, then they have these singers on, and they turn around, and they go, oh, you're so good. Oh, you're real authentic. And then Adam Levine, who is the most effeminate man that I know of. Gee, I wish I would have picked him. Darn, I really made a mistake. Now he's like the sexiest man of the year and all this. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, we've gone from you shouldn't be here, you should be singing cabaret, to I really made a mistake because he would have been a good one. We're not critical anymore in our society today. Nobody's critical. Nobody, nobody, nobody. No criticism. And maybe because we're all played out. It goes too far. Twitter, Facebook, social media, talk radio. So people get tired of it. So the voice is refreshing because everybody chases unicorns and rainbows. That's what I'm bringing to the table today. Forget ISIS. Forget the president. Forget Joe Biden's comments that Mitt Romney wanted to bomb Syria. Forget any of the serious stuff. It's all about Adam, Gwen, Pharrell, and Blake.
The reason I can't watch The Voice, and I was a fan of American Idol at one time.
Didn't you like The Voice at one time?
No, never have. And the problem I have with The Voice, American Idol at one time was about the singers and criticizing and judging the singers on their talent and watching them improve week to week. The Voice has always been about the artist, the talent, you know, the Blake Sheltons, the Pharrell, to the point of ad nauseum, to where it's just too ooey gooey all about the celebrities. And I don't want to watch that because I'm sorry. Happy was a clever song when Pharrell came out with it, but they drove that song right into the ground to where I hear it and I get grumpy.
Speaking of which, did you see the new promo for Good Morning America?
No.
It's everybody singing Happy.
Yeah, see, again.
Except George Stephanopoulos.
Well, good for George. There's a mark. There's a mark in favor of George for me then.
I don't know if he could pull that off.
But, I mean, they've taken that song and they've just driven it into the ground and they've shoved these people down our throats to where I don't want to hear Gwen Stefani.
Hold on, Ray. We need to play Happy this next hour.
No.
We're all happy.
Go ahead. I'll listen to the
traffic.
Come on.
I think that we should redo it and we should have you singing Happy.
Nope.
Because he's happy.
That song has just been burnt up. It's in a car commercial with Jay-Z or somebody. It's not even Pharrell in the ad. And it's like, are you kidding me?
I thought Bruno Mars did the song.
Yeah. But, so it's all about the artist. So I'll be honest. I actually watched some of America's Got Talent this year because at least, what's his name? The disc jockey, the angry guy, was critical of people and gave them constructive criticism on their act that they had. And that was as close to being critical as there was. He would give them constructive criticism, saying, if you want to, you know, to do better, you need to do this. That's not going to work. And he was right. He was dead on every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he was.
I just think that guy's kind of a goof. Great movie, but kind of a goof.
And you think Pharrell's not a goof? He wears a popcorn bag on his head.
I apologize for the comments made by Dave Burnett that could be construed as offensive and could be misconstrued as anything more than entertainment purposes only.
He's a goof, for crying out loud.
He was singing Happy. He was having a good time.
Oh, it just becomes agonizing. There's a lot of other things to be happy about besides a song that's overdone. If you were to survey every person that calls your show today and ask them, has Happy been played too much, they'll all say yes.
I don't know if they would know what Happy is.
Then there's a problem because it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is everywhere.
We're kind of immune to Happy.
Yes, we are.
But so here's another one. You got Kathy Griffin on the new Voice. You know who Kathy Griffin
is,
right?
Yes, comedian.
She calls Fox News porn for old people. She's just mean.
Well, I guess that's her opinion. We're all entitled to our opinions. What makes this country great?
I suppose, but can't you do that without getting sexual? Calling Fox News porn for old people. I mean, I think pornography is a problem in our country today. And here I go getting serious. But, you know, we all make jokes of it. It's kind of like people making jokes about pot and stuff. It's still a problem.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how she's using the word porn. Is she talking about the sexual act? Or is she talking about...
Well, she is. That's her. That's her shtick.
Yeah.
But shtick.
But again, that's what makes this country great, my friend.
I suppose. I just wish it were both ways. I wish that You know, our friend O, the conservative comedian, could get on these shows. I wish O would have like a show like Jon Stewart, but you've never seen it go both ways.
No, there's always a bias.
Yeah.
And that's why nobody watches those shows. I got to do this. Your traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out of Candy.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, if I'm Mitt Romney, I'm not shooting a documentary. I'm not getting on any of the Sunday shows. I'm spending some of my money and saying, I was right. And I looked at this website, and I was talking to Sweet William, and I was talking to some of the others throughout the country, our noted collaborators, contributors. And I said, I'm going to go see if I can buy that domain name, Mitt Was Right. And maybe I should look at this, Mitt Romney Was Right. Now, how many of us have ever dreamed in our Walter Mitty-esque styles of writing a book? And then you see some guy at work, some this and that, somebody that you may or may not respect, you may or may not like, and they've written a book, and you go, well, maybe I'll write a coloring book. Well, then that's just another reason not to live your dream. I've come up with like 27 ideas to write a book, and here's another one. Mitt Was Right. Mitt Romney was right. Here's something that really reinforces this. This is Joe Biden in 2012. Let's take a listen. Do we have it, Sweet William?
So you caught some of it in his speech. He said it was a mistake to end the war in Iraq and bring all of our warriors home. He said it was a mistake to set an end date for our warriors in Afghanistan and bring them home. He implies by the speech that he's ready to go to war in Syria and Iran. He wants to move from cooperation to confrontation with Putin's Russia. And these guys say the president's out of touch?
Oh my, oh my. How about that? Security guard Mike. How about that, Nolan? How about that, Joe? How about that, Rebecca at Albertson's at the 10 Mile? Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Our friend John Bradley. How about that? If we could only go back in time, jump in the DeLorean and say, Mitt Romney was right! Time for traffic at 580 KID. I was so moved by it that I lost my voice. Hey, anyway, coming up, if you missed our interview with Congressman Simpson, you'll hear that. Also, you get hit in the face with the fireworks, and you're going to sue the resort that shot off the fireworks? Oh, the gilded age of litigation. It's happening right here, Idaho. Details next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.